It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 334.
Did you have a stroke?
Fat Fridays. No, I didn't have a stroke.
You did something. It looked very weird.
I just did sort of like a bit of a transition movement the intro graphic.
Start with a negative.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for being here.
You're not really that in control of your own body as a human.
Well, better than not being in control of your own emotions, which I'm also...
No, you're not in control of those either.
Slightly. An announcement from me?
I think I've got an announcement that will trump that.
Oh.
Because it's not just about
you. Whose is going to be bigger? Should we go first?
It's ours. Who's going to go first? One for both of us.
Okay. Do you want to say it?
I'll say something.
Do you want me to say mine first?
Yeah, go for yours. Just
because I'm worried that mine
might be the same one. Could be the same one.
I think it could be.
You've just made it about you.
I'm going to get a haircut over the weekend.
Good on you.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, I was going to say, guys, this is our last show in our Easy Street studio as the Daily Talk Show.
Yes, me too.
I mean, that's more important than your haircut, bro.
Do you reckon the one thing about the haircut, very quickly, Bree thinks that the best haircut I ever had was from the hairdresser who I ended up having a more intimate relationship than I would have liked.
That makes it sound like you were fucking your hairdresser.
I wasn't. Nothing like that.
I was not fucking Keith.
Exactly. No, but he just. I ended up with his number and stuff.
Well,
and
that's fine. I text my hairdresser.
But you've been with him for a long time.
If anything, we're going to hear more about this haircut than we will of the new studio we're moving into. Yeah. We're making big
moves.
Big moves as a business, but Josh can't get
bigger
over.
Moves personally, can imagine.
Yeah.
You've got bowls.
One's going bad, one's going great. I'm referring to your hair.
You've got, for people who aren't watching the video on YouTube, you've got some bowls here.
It's Fat Friday, guys, and you said, well, I messaged the group last night and I said, because we have a Slack group of the Daily Talk Show, Dylan will be on that soon, so there'll be more than just two other gronks, including myself.
Well, you asked on Anzac Day, and so Mr. 97 said, what about some Anzac biscuits?
Yeah, and I said, not worth it. Like just the biscuit. If we're just looking at the biscuit, we're not looking at I've eaten more Anzac biscuits in my life outside of Anzac Day. It doesn't – if I would have maybe been on board, maybe.
I think you're being insensitive.
Fat Friday fell on Anzac Day.
I mean, I'm sure they would have wished for better biscuits too.
they're boring, guys. Anzac biscuit, if you get a hard one, your life's ruined.
It's maybe Tim Tams just aren't good in fucking war scenarios. I mean, yeah,
maybe they'd melt.
Just fucking, mate, who got fucking chocolate on the guns?
I mean, we could. Are they legit? I've never looked into it. Anzac biscuits are obviously.
I believe that they were made specifically
for the Anzac
because they were easy to.
Well, you wrote back and said, "Oh, but the soft ones are good."
You got to get the soft ones.
Which
yes, correct?
The soft ones would defeat the purpose of something that lasts long in war. Wouldn't you think like they make them hard so that in war they're like you've got this thing, this rock solid thing. This not this thing that's melting in your pocket because of the butter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Your breath. Did you hear that breath of yours?
Yes, I'm fired up. I said if there was caramel or marshmallow on them, it'd be right.
How old were you when you moved from New Zealand to Australia?
5.
Okay. Is the New Zealand do they do Anzac Day as well?
Yeah.
On the exact.
It's Australia and New Zealand soldiers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it stands for.
Australian New Zealand.
Army Corps.
Yeah, correct. Got it, but anyway, so you didn't want to go.
I didn't want to do Anzac biscuits.
Which is fine. But I am excited because you have.
And then your suggestion was.
I don't think I made one, did I?
Yeah. I'm easy. Which is the most annoying suggestion anyone ever makes.
I'm easy as long as it's something I want. Which I'm excited
Imagine
about.
Living with this gronk.
The fact that you've got spoons and. Bowls.
Yeah.
It means it's a giveaway for me.
No, I've got ice cream. I actually just ran into Conspiracy Jimmy on the way up here. He was leaving. Mm-hmm. I was coming in and he said, what'd you get for Fat Fridays? I said, mate, check this out.
Hopefully it hasn't melted.
I said, here is a 1 litre bottle of milk from Woolworths. Cost me $2.
Supporting the farmers. What are we going to do with the
milk?
Here
is a $6 bottle of full cream milk from Messina. This has just been released. It's like special cows. They say cows from New Merca, which is up near Shepparton where
What's it called again?
Was on radio. Messina is a very popular ice cream shop here in Melbourne, Sydney.
From our Jersey cows.
Yeah, in New Mirka. It's overpriced milk. And I thought, how much difference in the taste could there be?
Can we do a sniff test and stuff as well?
Between the $2 milk and $6 milk. Mm. Do you reckon much?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm already seeing, you look at the full, you look at the one that is the primo one.
Yeah, the $6 one.
It's got a more sort of orangey colour, less bleached.
It could, well, the thing is it could be.
The glass. But have you also noticed, so from a perspective of look like moving the milk around in their bottles,
yeah,
you'll notice that there's more sort of, it looks a bit gluggier.
Yeah.
In the primo one?
Well, what looks gluggier?
The primo one.
So the primo one looks thick and creamy.
The cheaper one looks watery. But I haven't had a glass of milk for a very long time. Yeah. I know Mr. 97, he's a milk family.
Mr. 97, I know you said you go through quite a bit of milk in your household. Because you're a guy who likes a bargain. How much are you paying for some milk?
I think it's $3 for the big bottle. 3 litres? 3 litres?
Okay, so he's getting real cheap.
It's literally just like home brand. It's Aldi.
Okay.
So Aldi, where do you reckon Aldi get it from, I wonder? Anyway, who cares?
Not New Mirka cows. Okay, so I'm running this test, so you're just going to go with what I'm saying.
Do I have to close my eyes?
Yeah.
But what is the bowls for?
The bowls are for later, mate. You can't even see the bowls in this video.
I know, but I'm just concerned that if you've got ice cream, it's going to melt.
It's just stay focused.
Okay, I hope it's Messina ice cream. I'm pumped for ice cream.
I'm going to let you down right now. It's not ice cream. Okay. So what I want you to do is I'm going to pour. You guys can't look because I want both of you to test it. Okay. I'm going to. This is the rules. I've got two glasses here.
Feed me the milk.
I'll feed you the milk. You cannot look. So don't be a gronk.
I'm not going to be a gronk.
I don't want you to tell me.
Wait, I just heard a can open.
No, I took a fucking sticker off.
Okay. Well, see, that's how.
This is a horrible idea.
It's not secret sound, is it?
It's not secret sound.
Okay. Go.
So I'm going to open these up. You actually can't tell me which one you think it is until you've tasted both of them.
How are you going to do it though?
So you either have to say milk two. I'll just give you a sip of the first one, a sip of the second one.
Do you want me to tell you which one I think is more expensive?
I want you to tell me which one you think is the expensive milk.
Okay, great. This is very good. I'm glad that we had that conversation of not becoming too radio.
Okay.
Literally, I had my razor the other morning. Bree said, "What are you doing with that?" And I said, "Oh, I'm going to get Tommy to shave my back on the show." She said, "No, you're not."
I would never have done that. That's disgusting. All right, so I'm going to give him milk number one.
Baby, you need some milk.
Try that. Go for it. Just don't spill it. You can open your eyes now because I've taken the bottles away.
Where's the mic on?
Just shut up and drink it. Stop acting like a 2-year-old. All right, so there's number one, milk one, and...
Oh, I don't think I like milk.
And then milk two. Here you go.
I'm already guessing that the first is primo.
Okay, let's go. I asked him not to fucking say it and he says it. Absolute idiot. Go, milk number two. He's sipping it away.
Definitely milk one is the premium milk.
You fucked it. Milk one was the shitty $2 litre milk. Milk two was the primo milk.
I liked milk two better.
All right, you still got it wrong.
No, but
look at the difference. Right. You were totally right. Look at the difference in the color. So one's like yellow and one's white.
I felt like the first one had a gluggy-ness to it from a taste point of view.
Yeah,
but I believe that the milk too.
Okay, just do a switcheroony. I'll close my eyes and you just switch them.
We're sharing
This is fine.
Dairy. This is how.
Quickly, I'll do. I'll show you how you do this test fast.
Okay, ready.
So here we go. Put in my hand. Got it. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
And take it out of my hand. Okay. And give me the next one. Here we go. And milk one is the expensive one. It doesn't work if you're giving me the same one each time. They actually legit tasted the same.
Yeah,
you gave me the same one.
You gave the same one, you idiot. Close your eyes again. We'll do it one more time.
No, I'm done. Fuck you.
It was a funny. You should have seen Mr. 97's face when I thought of it.
It's actually a good idea.
It was the same milk. You have that one. I'll have this one.
Anyway, that's it.
Actually, try that one. You haven't tasted the premium one yet, so taste the premium one.
You're a rat. But now I can see it, so I'm thinking it tastes different.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was a good – I'm glad you – so what is in – what's the non-ice cream then that we put in bowls?
I just got us some
Fruit Loops.
I just got to say, I don't think we don't have to eat them on the show. I got them for the office.
I was never a cereal kid. Nason Naraki, who's been on our show, loves cereal.
Yeah.
Diagnosed with fucking diabetes the other day. So there's an ad for fucking cereal.
So I got Cocoa Pops, Nutri-Grain, and Fruit Loops. Mm-hmm. But that's all. I don't think we do any more food content on the show today.
Can we at least? I think I would prefer, to be honest. I don't know if anyone else is the same. I only did Nutri-Grain as a kid. Mm. My brother Jake was a Cocoa Pops kid, but I would much prefer having them without milk.
You're a monster.
No, it's gross.
I would have Nutri-Grain without milk. Can I? I don't think I've had Fruit Loops before. Can I try Fruit Loops?
Never in your life.
No.
Well, I used to.
Can you open it for me?
Eat them every now and then. Just grab a handful. Thanks. But you're a little monster. There is when I go to pick up Bodie, when I go to drop Bodie off in the morning at daycare, he's got all these kids sitting around having breakfast.
His kids?
Yeah, he's the boss of all those kids. He's the.
I would believe that.
So he sits around. Mate, okay, I'm sorry that
I
got.
I just needed help with the box. Now I can do the bag.
Jesus.
Thank you. Go on.
You're actually one of the most annoying people.
Here we go. I want to smell it.
Anyway, he's sitting around
kids. Well. I can't do the bag.
Seriously. This is, I reckon.
I'm doing it because I know you'll be annoyed if I do the bag. I do it wrong.
Just open it like that. Okay. Anyway, Bodhi's sitting around and the kids are eating Weet-Bix as is. No milk.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Absolute freak.
Veggie and butter on them. Did you ever do that?
That is disgusting. Veggie and butter.
Oh, they smell citrusy.
Well, yeah, there is like a different flavor.
They smell like.
He's talking about the Fruit Loops that we've just opened.
All right.
That's it. You know what? I'm never organizing Fat Friday. You both fucked it.
But do you think. Did Jimmy tell you to do this? You came up with this idea yourself?
He liked the milk challenge. I just liked the milk challenge. I thought we're going to have all this milk. Uh-huh. We may as well have some cereal for Dylan when he arrives.
Yeah.
Welcome to Australia. Here's some Fruit Loops.
What Nason used to do is, I don't think he would do it anymore, but he likes the milk from the cereal. So lets the cereal sit for ages and then it sort of flavours the milk and then drink the milk.
Yeah. It's either chocolate or it's just either tastes like sugar.
Yeah. These are so sweet. But this is a thing. I would rather than – can you come closer to me, please? You're too far. If you look at the framing, look how far away you are from me. I'd prefer just a chocolate bar. It's probably got how much sugar per 100 grams on the Fruit Loops.
All right, this can be.
This is Nutri-Grain. I reckon. Actually, here's a fun game. Which has the highest sugar out of the three? Out of Nutri-Grain, Cocoa Pops, and Fruit Loops.
I just want to instantly say Fruit Loops. That's a go-to, but maybe it's like not the.
Well, fruit has sugar in it, and these are Fruit Loops. So this is not real fruit.
No added sugar.
No added sugar.
only added sugar, yeah. No natural sugar.
Hey, I had a vegan egg on the. You know how you said no added sugar? Yeah. Went to that same place and bought a vegan egg.
Yeah.
Third ingredient along sugar.
She's a fucking arsehole then. Yeah. The woman who sold it to me. Mm. It's exactly what she said to me. So, no added sugar. It's derived from the fruit that they put in it.
Yeah, I didn't believe that. So, but it says sugar is the third thing. Anyway,
information around
so you think that, what do you think, Mr. 97, out of the three?
Cocoa Pops and Fruit Loops will be this similar amount of sugar.
Okay.
Nutri-Grain will be.
How many grams do we think per 100?
Like 18 to 22 grams.
All right. So I reckon Fruit Loops will have 36 grams.
You reckon?
And I think Cocoa Pops will have 28.
All right. So I'll go Fruit Loops first. Sugars per
100.
100. Holy shit. 38 grams of sugar.
I said how many? 36? And I said 28 for Cocoa Pops.
That's Fruit Loops. Cocoa Pops. Here we go. Per 100, 36.5.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Cocoa Pops, you naughty boy. It's just as bad, isn't it?
Nutri-Grain will be like 24.
Nutri-Grain. Yeah, Nutri-Grain.
26.
Oh, fuck.
They're all so bad.
It's so bad, isn't it?
So bad.
Like all these companies.
Literally just one company.
It's one company. Kellogg's. Kellogg's.
Yeah. Is it Kellogg's it's across the board?
One company.
I'm very comfortable saying like Kellogg's, bad company. Bad company.
Yeah.
Mm. Bad for people's health. Don't you think?
Super bad. What I do appreciate, though, is Australia is a lot more progressive than most of the places I've travelled to.
Mm.
Even in Israel, shit on the – like I went in, there's like one cereal called Fitness. And so we got it. It's like we're just working on our fitness, having a bowl of Fitness every morning.
30 grams of sugar.
It was horrible. It was like – it was the closest thing to like honey clusters or something like that. Yeah.
But doesn't that make you like just – like, doesn't that upset you?
It's crack for kids.
Yeah. But kids shouldn't even be eating that shit.
Mm.
What did you have when you were growing up? Breakfast?
I had all Cocoa Pops, Nutri-Grain in there, but I didn't always have it. It's a hard one because you want to dodge a bullet as a child.
How much did it cost, by the way?
Oh, it's $3 each. Oh, okay. Which one? I've told you the price of the milk.
No, the cereals.
About $3
okay.
each.
So about $10 all up on all the cereals. Okay.
As a kid, you want to kind of dodge a bullet, be able to not form a super bad habit as a child for eating shitty food and not come out of it obese.
Yeah.
And so there's so many kids that fall into the category of not becoming obese. They just eat heaps of shitty food when they're young and sort of come out the back end. So, but...
Yeah, I never had breakfast as a kid. It was always one of the... That was apparently the reason why I was fat.
Yeah.
It was always not eating breakfast and mum would prefer me to have something rather than nothing. So there was a time that I was eating donuts for breakfast.
Because it was something.
Because it's like, Josh, you're better off having something, starting your metabolism.
Yeah.
And I found out that you could have donuts for breakfast because we went to Vanuatu. And in Vanuatu, like at the hotel, they just had cinnamon donuts.
You didn't find out. You just saw donuts at a buffet.
Yes. But then it anchored to like, oh, I am a breakfast guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I started having that for breakfast all the time. The other one that was popular was if mum had made sausages for dinner the night before, zap it in the microwave, put it in a bit of bread, sauce, I'd have sausage.
I mean, if you dropped the bread, it was breakfast. Probably more okay than not. It's
how much, I mean, yesterday we talked about disciplining kids.
Yeah.
How much responsibility do you think you have on the kids' diet?
Mm. Every morning. I make Bodhi a smoothie and I make it for us as well. So he gets, you know, a little glass out of what we get.
Does he actually get a proper glass?
Yeah.
I reckon I was rocking plastic till I was seven.
Mate, you've been rocking plastic until last year. You still do rock plastic a lot of the time.
It's true.
You're a big baby.
But seriously, he shouldn't have glass yet.
Why not?
Because he'll drop it.
Fuck, didn't we talk yesterday about how you shouldn't try and discipline my kid? Now you're trying to parent my son even when he's not around.
I think that it's a good idea that you...
He's not running around with it. I think this is the thing. One of ours, what we say to him, have fun, be careful, is what we say.
Have fun, be careful.
Have fun, be careful
in
everything he does. Mm-hmm. So if he can have some fun and be careful at the same time, have fun with your cup.
And so you think that responsibility-wise in regards to what he eats, so you get a smoothie, do you put in it?
Sugar. Fruit? Sugar.
Just sugar.
Just milk
it's actually
and
a
sugar.
Milkshake. It's a milkshake.
No, two bananas, almond milk.
You freeze the bananas?
Nah, because it makes it too cold for little Bubba.
Okay.
He's for Bodhi as well. He drinks so slowly when they're freezing.
Really?
Whereas he just sculls the...
If it's fine.
He wakes up, the first thing he says is, milk, milk. He's really? So hungry instantly. So, almond milk, bananas, spinach leaves, broccoli powder, peanut butter and honey.
Is there a sense that you want to give him certain foods to control his digestion to involve so that he doesn't have sort of soft poos?
Nah, I don't know the poo pattern. I don't know how they go. I mean, if he's eating shit food, he can have crappy.
Well, that's one reason why we're looking after the dog.
It's not a dog.
Yeah, but it's similar thing. But if you give a dog bad food, it will do bad shits. So, like, if I would happily give the dog hot chips, the reason I didn't give him hot chips was because he would then shit hot chips.
But you can also, as a human, eat bad food for 1 week, not poo for a week and then push out a rock hard log. So, you know, like, I don't.
What's your point?
The point is, just because you give him shitty food doesn't mean that he's going to have diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, like, part of my thing was shitty food that causes diarrhea.
Yeah, we try not to give him chocolate and all that stuff. It's like, I think it's.
So chocolate is I've always had the
chocolate, chips, all the things he does like. Mm-hmm. He just wants.
Sure.
You can tell. But you see him go mad when he's over Easter.
Has he had McDonald's yet?
He's had little chippies.
Okay.
Maybe he's had a little bit of meat, but he doesn't really know what things are. He doesn't know what a bruised banana looks like, so I feed him a bruised banana. He doesn't. He's not tainted, jaded yet.
But how bruised is it before it's actually not probably?
I would eat it. Amy wouldn't eat it.
Sure.
But that, I mean, this is just.
And were you cementing over the weekend? Did you cement the Easter bunny?
Nah, he doesn't know what it's about.
But if you cement him that early, he'll have all these memories.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, what, cementing that you got to do a hunt and there's like it's going to be hopping around and oh, he came, a big bunny came.
Yeah.
Nah, we didn't do any of that. Maybe, I mean,
I think that would be the fun of having a kid, isn't it?
No, because it's chocolate. It's centered around shit food that makes them go mad and so it's a pain in the ass.
Oh, so you, did he even know it was Easter?
We talk about it being Easter, but he's two. I mean, all he's thinking about is trucks.
Because he doesn't fucking know about the Easter bunny. Now, when will you tell him? Surely all of his mates at
so his cousin's a year ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And so she's has an understanding about things.
So like you are going to tell him. So
but he knows what presents are. So he loves opening presents and he knows, I think he gets what, you know, it means to be able to rip open a present and see this thing that you get. We haven't chosen this year to tell him that Easter means this, there's a bunny that does this. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll get there. He doesn't really have an interest in that stuff.
Do you feel a pressure to get him performing in certain areas at certain times? Like can he write his own name yet or whatever?
I'm confused because he holds a pen with his right hand and it's in like a, you know, a pen position. So it's like a real writing human. And when I give it to him in his right, in his left hand, which I thought he was left-handed, he holds it like a, you know, I don't know.
Like a what?
I don't know.
Like a monkey.
What do you hold something like that? Just like, hold it like a dummy. Hold it like a person holding. I don't know.
It's a left hand.
Left hand, but just.
Looks like you're.
I don't know. Holding a penis. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I was saying.
You're insinuating?
And so when he's holding the pen in the left hand, he's right-handed then.
He's just a bit out of there. But so he throws things with his left. So we're not what we like to think he's ambidextrous. But I think most parents are like he can use both.
Yeah.
Look out.
And so because I think that's the area if I was to have a kid, very much around. Okay, let's get him learning another language. Let's getting him into sporting stuff early on. Probably like. Went as soon as little athletics. I never did athletics, but I can imagine little athletics breeds healthy kids.
I think so. It's any sporting program, there's something called little kickers, and we're thinking about getting him into little kickers.
Is little kickers
soccer,
like
indoor soccer for baby, like little kids? 2, 3, they just run around. They've got their little suit on.
What about Auskick?
So this is the thing. When I hear little kickers, I'm not. Other than Bodhi doing something social that he will enjoy, I'm like, back in soccer. Nah, hate it. Like I start, I think like that because I'm like, I want him to do something.
But I guess there's probably, because soccer is, I wonder if it's overtaking footy in schools.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the hard thing about football as in AFL.
A bit rough.
No, it's more technical. So like little kids can run around kicking a thing that's on the ground. There's rules. You have to pick up the ball.
You can't pick up the ball in soccer.
You cannot pick up the ball in soccer. Jeez.
That you were saying that was a rule.
That's a rule in football that you can pick up the ball. You can bounce it.
My
you can't run with the ball.
Segment is you describing how football works.
Well, I need it to you because you don't got
mate,
any idea.
I love KO. I don't know shit about all that stuff. Okay, interesting. Mr. 97, did you play sports when you were a kid?
Yeah, I played futsal, indoor soccer.
Why do they call it futsal, by the way?
I don't know. I think there's a difference between the two.
Okay.
I just call it
the rules. It's the rules of indoor soccer. So it's not out. It's not.
Actually,
futsal. Five aside.
I think. No, I'm not sure.
My teeth hurt from the fucking Fruit Loops.
God, imagine eating a full bowl. How much your bum would hurt?
Oh, it's not good for you.
It's so not good for you. It tastes like something out of a Dr. Dread or whatever that game was when we were young.
Dr. Dreadful. With the sport thing, I wonder taking kids to sporting matches. I've only been to half a dozen AFL games. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you'll take Bodie religiously to sporting events?
No, because I'm not into it. You'd have to massively into it. It's also like I'd rather take him fishing. I'd rather take him.
You don't go fishing.
No, but I go fishing as much as I go to the footy.
You don't go to the footy.
I go fuck all. So,
but you'd still prefer fishing.
I'd rather take him at this moment, early days, so we can have some one-on-one time. Because most of the people are taking their kid, like I'm sure Bodie will get massively into footy just from going to primary school and like watching it. I'm sure he'll get into it.
Why didn't we?
I did. I went to the footy with my dad. We sit on the old wooden stand at the MCG. We'd take our
I remember
thermos.
Waverley Park.
Yeah, Waverley Park I didn't go to, but that was down near where you grew up. But I did and I was into it and I played club footy. And so I did all of that. But as I got older, my brother's massively into it. It's so funny. You know that my brother's watching the football when I go around to his house and his dog, Jazzy, is either in the car because she's so scared because Ant's yelling. She's a staffy and she gets severe anxiety when my brother watches and starts raising his voice at the TV.
That sounds like a KO ad, don't you think? Just like a dog's anonymous. Like, just like all the dogs are hanging around because their owners are watching KO.
Yeah.
Mate, did you ever watch Main Event?
You're giving KO the most promotion. It's the channel you'll never watch.
Actually, no, I would.
What would you watch, dude?
I paid.
Sportsman?
I love subscriptions. Major League Baseball TV, I paid for that.
God, how boring.
No, it's awesome. They stream MLB TV. They streamed it like super high. Like it was like high def, but like a real good sort of codec or whatever. And so I'd have it on the Apple TV, and there's something about you feeling connected
to what?
To the world. It felt like you're like, fuck, they're Yankee Stadium right now playing a game, and I'm fucking working from home, and it's 3 p.m., and I've just fucking got my laptop and I'm working away.
You describe your life like it's a movie, like you're a poet that's just.
I would like
up in
that,
the house.
But I love that idea, don't you? Like I've got this vision of, I was thinking about what the Daily Talk Show could look like in 10 years. I was thinking how cool would it be if we weren't even in the same city and I was like, we had like our houses had like, you imagine 10 years what the internet's going to be like.
Well, you could probably VR it, like you could virtual reality, you'd be in the studio with me. I mean, Facebook have already done
but
it.
But you won't be in a studio either. We don't have a studio.
No, virtual studio. So
yes.
It's a virtual boardroom like Facebook have already done.
Yeah.
So you can see Mark across the table.
Who's Mark?
Oh, Zuckerberg.
Okay. No, but I think, I was thinking about that, of just being like having a high-speed internet connection, having my books around, being quite a small area, having a great condenser microphone that's soundproof room and just being like, it's a Daily Talk Show episode 5060, that type of thing. That's what I was imagining.
It always, when it becomes that many, it sounds crazy. Like it sounds
a bit silly.
It's got to silly numbers. At what point does this become silly? Other than if you've watched this far, it's been silly.
Yeah.
But at what number does the silliness really start?
I saw her on the Melbourne University, of Melbourne. I went there a couple of years ago and they had a painted sign throughout the campus which said number 43rd university in the world.
Number 43 out of everyone.
Yeah.
So it was the 43rd university that was created.
The best, the top 43rd.
Oh, don't leave with that.
I know.
Why would you say you're 43rd?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you've doesn't beaten, sound good, does
I've
it?
Beaten 42 times.
Yeah. It was like, I couldn't believe, I'm like, what are these? Am I trying to be, am I meant to be impressed by that? I would have just assumed they were top 10, maybe. I mean, 43rd.
I guess if you win an award.
Who the fuck is saying, you know what, 43rd, let's get it painted on the ground?
Well, I guess you don't even get an award. If you came first in 2008 and we're still talking about how you came first in 2008, it would make more sense because the number one is the impressive bit.
Well, I guess what they're looking at is like there's Harvard and all these other sort of universities.
And so they're like, we couldn't compete, obviously.
Yeah, 43, once you get rid of all the other good ones.
The top, yeah.
Maybe, but it still doesn't seem very good for them.
It's not a good number.
Yeah.
I mean, would we talk about if we were the 42nd
fucking oath in the iTunes? 40, you bet your fucking cotton socks we would. Your dreams of your life before having kids and after having kids,
mm-hmm.
What's been the shift? Do you reckon you're less likely to travel? Did you think about traveling and now you don't think? I'm just curious.
I've done a bit of travel. Changed. I've done Europe and America.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, America.
America. Asia, a little bit of Asia. Yeah, but
it's like when we had the meeting with Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Tommy, just like go real America.
We were meeting with the Milwaukee Tools Milwaukee. Marketing company. Marketing department. And
yeah.
You kept saying, we got an Milwaukee. Actual tour. And you kept saying Milwaukee, which I think actually lost us a job.
It didn't lose us a job.
No, you're actually good because you knew stuff about the tools. Mate. Like, oh, mate, is this... This is all.
I was blown away.
The marketing guy's like, oh, this is all electric. You're like, mate, fucking bullshit. You would normally run this thing on fucking petrol, 4 litre.
Petrol. Old school blowers and chainsaws. They're now running on electric.
Yeah, what a sick setup this is. Fuck, I'd love to have this at home. Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's the future.
So in regards to your, if you were the future, what it looked like before kids, after kids, what's the biggest shift? I just want to basically – have a kid without having to have a kid based on you telling me everything.
Nah, I think there's so much you don't realise that is uncovered because you don't need to when you become a dad. Yeah, sure. Like, it more if anything, it's like you think about wanting to live in the States or something. Go and fucking do it because it's...
Wait, so
it's
you felt that, you thought that...
Let me finish. So when you become a dad, it is that much harder. So if you think that these things that you think now aren't... I'd like to do that. It would be hard. It's like, no, you actually have to stop thinking about yourself and think about this kid and also a bunch of other things. Sure. But then there's this whole other world.
Hard bit. So there's the hard bit, which is fine. I think that's like the overstated bit, which is like having a kid's hard. But what are the changes that it's like, oh, I actually used to seek this out, but when you have a family, you just stop seeking it out. Other than strippers.
No, I think I'm more pure now that I'm a father. I think it makes you think about other people and I'm more grateful, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing, like being a dad's hard or whatever. It's like not drinking helps. Meditating now helps. A bunch of things help. This show helps.
So do you think you won't, when the year's over, do you think you won't drink anymore?
I don't know. I think I will have a little bit, but definitely not like I would have once.
Mm-hmm.
But I think – so what I'm saying is it gets harder, but it also gives you the opportunity to work on everything more.
Rebrand.
Which gives you more fulfilled. I feel more fulfilled now as a father and, you know, being married and having this business.
Mm-hmm.
It all seemed like it's like as you get older, I think it should be getting better.
Well, maybe sometimes it's an age thing. Maybe the thing too is it's like it's through age that this happens as well.
Yeah.
Because like you build more empathy on things. How sad was it in the Brené Brown thing where she was talking about the parents who lost their kid and they would bang the door?
Oh, mate, I fucking cried. It's horrible.
I was like trying not to cry, which I should have just so cried.
It was that whole bit is around parenting and it's basically seeking gratitude or being grateful in moments.
Well, being like things that might annoy you. They'll be the things that you miss.
100%. I look at like Bodhi annoying me last night. It's like, this is awesome. You could go, this is fuck, get out of here.
It only lasts for 2 days after the Brené Brown episode. And then it's fucking, it's like, stop being a little fuckhead.
Yeah. I mean, it's always like, I think that's practicing anything is why you do it. Because your mind will go crazy at some point. It's just how we are, you know. It's just how the mind works.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can think about focusing your attention on something like meditation is like that, showing out the practice. It's like that's why some, you know, the religions, not going deep into it, but they have a practice where they each day do the thing where they're thinking about how grateful or how, you know, their God or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It is a practice where you're showing each day.
Should we have practices at the office? What,
are you saying we should make a religion?
Well, not a cult or a religion, but should we? I mean, we've already got a 3D deal coming over, which is the closest thing we've got to a cult. We've actually got an international guest who's doing like a pilgrimage to big media companies.
On a flight where you could have unlimited alcohol. Yeah. It's a pretty, I mean, if that's the pilgrimage he has to take.
It's a decent one. So no, do you think we should have some form of practice?
Well, I think what we're going to do is have a our morning stand-up with the four of us. Feels kind of legit.
Gratitude, like we should maybe focus on gratitude.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it occasionally around here. We're like, before we've started something, we've said go around and say what you
highlight was.
Yeah, the highlight. What are you feeling great about at the moment with what we're doing?
What are you grateful for at the moment, Mr. 97?
We're doing it on air.
Ah, what am I grateful for?
Is this referring to us or just in general?
Doesn't have to be specifically us.
But brownie points, if so.
But, you know, you're on the show. You're live on air, 97. Yeah, what are you grateful for?
It's personal related, but we just had my auntie come over from New Zealand. And it's just, yeah, having her be able to come over and just visit us for a little bit of time, that's cool. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
That was so nice. I can't bag him out for not saying it was us related.
Yeah.
What are you grateful for?
No, you go. It's all good. The thing is, it's hard, isn't it? Like, we could say, and so
I don't
what,
have
what
much
I think
to be grateful. Okay,
but hang on. You're grateful for Bree. You're grateful for our business working.
They're all given. They're given.
No, but that's I mean. The easy stuff. I always try and go outside of that because I'm like, I'm grateful my wife's alive, my baby's healthy. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, got the team happening. We're moving into a new space. Like, these are all things that, like you said, you feel like they're a given, but they're not stupid. So you should.
Well, Brené Brown's point was that it's like it could go. So the thing, you enjoying like coming home and just being in the presence of your partner, like that could go one day.
Yeah.
So you've got to. But I think for me, oh, there's so many. I'm trying. So this is a problem. It's too many.
I think
many.
You just, it's like pages. It's like just the first one that comes to mind. You have, you actually have to say it.
Oh, I think that it's like.
I heard a saw and it just pissed me off. But I thought, you probably can't hear in the speakers, but I thought, I'm grateful that this is the last show in this building. Because we've got a new building.
Slight
but then
negative tone to it.
But it was a negative response to the sound that I then thought, okay, no, that'd be grateful.
Oh, I think I'm going to wrap it all up into one big one.
Oh, God.
Because as I mentioned on a previous episode, I used to have a gratitude diary that I worked out that Bree was reading.
Oh, that's right.
So I felt the sort of, I needed to mention her in it so that she didn't feel, because that is the risk, is that by mentioning one thing, it's all. So without stakeholder managing too much.
Yes.
And including everyone.
He's a people pleaser.
I am grateful for the fact that I'm around great people.
Yep.
Who support me, that want to build stuff together. And that's it.
It's good.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
I love it.
One idea I had for the new office, what do you think about, I know it might ruin your wall, but I was thinking about having a world map.
Definitely not. It's not on it's not on the wooden wall. It will look so shit. What are you for?
Can I finish? Gratitude. The where people can email us. That's another thing I'm grateful for, is people who listen to the show.
Yeah.
people can email us and they tell us their city.
Yeah.
And for every person who, when they email, we put a pin in their city. And then so by episode 5000, we can transport it to wherever I'm living.
Well, I can tell you. I tell you where we can meet halfway. Picture a sailor's map that's sort of like
what's the difference?
On nice paper. No, I think it's just Just picture an older style map that's
like a James Cook.
Can be like a scroll.
It's on like yellowy brownie paper.
Yeah, and so it's on
coffee
the wall.
Stained. Is this a fucking year seven project?
It's on the wall and it rolls down. And then what
happens with the pins?
Forget your fucking pins.
Well, the pins can't fucking roll up.
That's what I'm saying. Forget your pins. and we can put a nice mark where you can circle and put an initial, a date or whatever. We have charted that territory through someone's ears. So the map, just that way we don't actually have to have it on one of our feature walls where it's like this annoying looking thing.
But what about if it was like a cutout of acrylic or something, like a...
Cut out of acrylic? You mean plastic?
Yeah.
So it's now shiny and annoying on the wall.
No, but I just think it could be like a decal. You know how you see like people with decals?
It can't go on the wooden wall, and then we've got a curtain in the...
If you've got any ideas, guys, of how we can do this, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Maybe you've got one. Maybe you've done this. Mm. Maybe you've got a map of
I've seen ones that you scratch out. It's like a scratchy, and you scratch out the different spots.
That'd be sick.
Annoying though.
Why?
Scratchies, like you get stuff under your fingernails.
You don't do it with your fingers. You do it with a coin. Okay. That's how people have always done scratchies.
Okay, well, that's not
how I've done the scratchy. I've gronked out and done that, and I literally bled.
That's what I mean. That's why I don't like it. My thumb.
But that's why you use a coin.
All right, it's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is our email address. Have a great weekend. Monday, we are live from the new studio, and next week, Craig Bruce.
Yes.
The guy behind Game Changers, or in front of Game Changers, the podcast. Yep. And Craig is known for being one of the best content minds in radio in Australia. So that'll be fun. Catch you, not tomorrow.
Yeah. Monday. If you listen tomorrow, because you don't listen on the weekend, we'll catch you tomorrow. Otherwise.
Well, if you listen Sunday, we'll catch you tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll see you Monday. Bye, guys.